Welcome to The Long and Short of the Week Ahead, a production of Eurizon SLJ Capital that takes a look at the macroeconomic themes of the week ahead and has been recorded for professional investors. My name is Matt Jones, Head of Distribution for Eurizon SLJ Capital, and I'm joined today by Neil Staines, Senior Portfolio Manager. Welcome back, Neil. It's great to have you here with us again.
Thanks very much, Matt. It's great to be here.
So after a relatively volatile close to this week, next week looks set to maintain, if not accelerate, that baseline market volatility. So what are we focused on from a market perspective?
Yeah, thanks very much, Matt. You're right. Markets have certainly been a lot more attentive, you might even say nervous, towards the backdrop to the global macroeconomy. What is essentially a critical juncture from our perspective for markets and for policy rates. Now, last week we had the global PMI data where India clearly continued their outperformance. UK, Japan and Australia showed signs of continuing momentum, and even the Eurozone showed some further resilience in bouncing from the lows. Indeed, the German data is likely consistent with a bottoming out in the German economy, and that has significant connotations more broadly for our global outlook. Germany has retail sales on Monday, so that will be a significant focus in continuing that momentum. And if we put that into the context of the importance of Europe and China in terms of the global economic growth picture and their recovery being significant to that, we also focus on Tuesday on the China PMI data. That's for April. In Japan, we get a focus on retail sales, industrial production and unemployment rate after what has been a considerable focus on Japanese policy with the burst higher in dollar yen following the unchanged rates from the Bank of Japan that we saw at the end of this week. In Norway, rates are likely to remain unchanged, but there's going to be policy pressure given the fact that the CPI print has moved down significantly over recent months and the February GDP data missed sharply to the downside, so risks of a more dovish outlook from the Norges Bank there. And Swiss inflation will also be a big focus after coming down sharply over the recent months. We're expecting the inflation print around 1.1, significantly below the Swiss National Bank's target, and we have a 70% probability of a rate cut or second rate cut from the Swiss National Bank priced in June. So a big week for the broader global markets and something we'll be focused intently on.
I suspect, however, that the spotlight will remain on the US, especially after the GDP data sparked quite a debate. What are we looking out for in the US data this week?
Yeah, you're right, Matt. Again, a significant macro debate this week around the GDP data has left a huge focus on the US. And in that respect, the data for next week is going to be very important. After last week's PMI data showed significant weakness in the US, especially relative to the brighter spots in the global economy, we will be significantly focused on the ISM this week, which we see as a much more reliable indicator of manufacturing and services activity. So manufacturing data on Wednesday and services data from the ISM on Friday will be a key focus. However, whilst the key debate likely for the markets and the Fed is going to be around this inflation and growth trade-off, and that comes very sharply in the form of jobs data next week, ADP and JOLTS on Wednesday, and the all-important non-farm payroll data on Friday. Now, markets are expecting or looking for around a 250,000 job growth. That's relative to 303,000 last week and still relatively elevated. An unemployment rate of around 3.8%, broadly unchanged from last month, and a 4% average hourly earnings print, which is continuing the decline back down towards what is deemed to be the level consistent with inflation at target, around 3.5%. Now, as we've mentioned in the blogs over recent weeks, it's important to put these data into context, certainly given the fact that the Fed and markets have recently upgraded their expectations for the equilibrium growth rate, given improvements in productivity and in supply side, particularly around the labour market. So that applies not just to the GDP figure that we've had, but also to the break-even jobs rate, the level at which employment rate is not inflationary. I think that has a huge impact on our interpretation of the data, where we can get higher prints and still leave room for policy easing in the US. I think that's an important narrative for the market at the moment. That's not to forget of course, that there is also another topic that we've discussed in the blogs of late, and that is that the inherent seasonality that we see throughout Q1 may no longer be there when we get the April jobs data at the back end of this week. So certainly a very interesting focus for markets and for policymakers alike.
How does this tie in with the monetary policy response, and what do you expect from the FOMC?
Good question, Matt. The FOMC next week will be very keenly watched. The Fed are in an increasingly tricky position. We expect unchanged rates, although markets will be acutely attentive to changes in the statement's wording, particularly around growth, inflation, and the likely activism of the Fed and the balance of risks around those growth and inflation projections. It's all really, though, about the press conference. We expect Powell to emphasize the progress that has been made to date on inflation, to play down the significance of recent volatility in inflation prints, and to emphasise data dependence whilst stressing the need for further confidence before the Fed can actively cut rates. There are no new projections next week, which is likely helpful for the Powell narrative in terms of waiting to see further upcoming data. There is a slight helpful distraction, perhaps, in terms of the announcement that we expect on QT, slowing the pace of current balance sheet runoff. Powell will likely have to utilise all his skills as a lawyer to choose very careful wording at what is a very complex juncture for US monetary policy. We'll discuss these issues further in this week's blog, but it's likely to be a very interesting week for policy, for rates and for the dollar.
An interesting week ahead all round, so thank you for your thoughts. In the meantime, though, we have the weekend.
We do indeed, absolutely. Another full Premiership schedule, starting the weekend with West Ham United versus Liverpool, both teams competing for the most disappointing end to the season title. Villa versus Chelsea and Spurs versus Arsenal, the pick of the weekend's action. Formula One has a week off ahead of Miami in a week's time, but overall a slightly quieter weekend for sport. However, with a wet and windy weather forecast denting enthusiasm, the World Championship snooker from the Crucible is there to pick it back up again. Second round action over the weekend, and one of the only environments where you can cheer for Trump and not raise an eyebrow.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us and for outlining your thoughts on the week ahead. I look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Thanks very much, Matt. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for joining us for the long and short of the week ahead. Further insights are available on our website, horizonsljcapital.com. We look forward to you joining us again next week for more insights into macroeconomic events and the long and short of the week ahead. Information, data and views were accurate as at the time of recording. The views expressed by presenters are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of Horizon SLJ Capital, Horizon Capital, or the Intesa Sanpaolo Group. The information and opinions contained in this recording are for information purposes only and do not purport to be full or complete. The recording is directed at professional investors only and is not intended for and should not be relied upon by other investors. The information in this recording does not constitute an offer to buy, sell, or the solicitation of any offer to buy or sell securities or any derivatives.